This patient's a 60-year-old white female. She actually had a 4-pack-year smoking history, quit in 1974. She happened to get a screening thin-cut CT in July 2002 and was noted to have a 1.5-centimeter left upper lobe nodule. PET scan was hypermetabolic, only in the area concordant with the abnormality noted on CT scan. And in September 2002, she had a bronchoalveolar cell. She had negative bronchial and AP window lymph nodes on pathology.
Roy, so it was pure bronchoalveolar cancer or adeno with BAC feet?
At that point, they read it as pure BAC.
And her staging, she had no other sites of disease. Well, you know, this is back in 2002, where adjuvant therapy at that point was not a standard of care. Certainly now we do look to adjuvant therapy in many patients, though in this patient with a T1 lesion, BAC, I'm not even sure we would treat her with adjuvant therapy now. It's a continuum. Most of the studies look at patients at somewhat higher risk, you know, the 1Bs or higher. So, you know, would a patient like this get adjuvant therapy now? Probably not. I think that this is a low-risk situation, though, if it truly is BAC. But I think at this time, even in 2006, this is someone who probably, without any other sites of disease, I probably would just watch at this point.